Hey, Andrea Bergen here, and well, driving into work today, I'm wondering to myself, you know, I drive 45 minutes to work every day, and, you know, I wonder, why don't I live closer? And the deciding factor into why I'm actually selling my house, putting it on the market as of today, is because I drive 45 minutes to work. And 45 minutes to work, 45 minutes to home, and that's an hour and a half away from my family. I've decided that this is something that I really need to leverage, something that I really need to, you know, make better. So we're selling our house, we're moving closer into town. It's going to be a longer drive for my husband. My husband also only drives to work, you know, twice a week. So, being a firefighter, he works shifts. So, he doesn't have to drive as often as I do. And a 5 to 8 minute, maybe a 5 to 10 minute commute for me would be a lot easier on our family than a 45 minute. So, why am I selling my house? Well, that's the number one reason. I'll tell you what the underlying reason is actually too, is that not only is it going to make it a lot heck easier for my family, but our market is completely in a seller's market. We can sell our property now, make money, buy the same property. Actually, it's a little bit smaller in square footage, but hey, it has a pool, has a bigger lot. And it actually will be fitting our needs as a family more effectively than this huge house that we have right now. And we'll be having the same payment. You know, switching our equity over to something that is more cost effective. Here's the thing. We are going to see a shift in our real estate market. Yes, if you haven't heard it already, you're hearing it now, you're going to see a shift. You know, studies show that our real estate market in past years have shown trends changing every 7 years. That's a healthy market. An unhealthy market is trends not changing and not readjusting. And that's what we've had. We had a huge crash, you know, back in 2005 to 2006, 2007. We saw the worst real estate market in the world, our crash, right? Some people lost their jobs and lost their homes. The market it changed. New rules were put into place. And now it's been 11 years since the downturn. Okay? So, now, some of you might disagree that maybe your market hit 2007, 2008. We're still 8. If it was 2008, okay? We're still 8 years. We're a year past our market being shifted. So we're going to come up to it. If we're looking at the 7-year trend, that means that we're actually eating up borrowed time right now. And here's the thing. Interest rates are really low. Our election is happening. No matter who you're going to vote for, election kind of stalls the market a little bit. Because everyone wants to see what's happening with the market, with the candidates, and some people think that their candidate's going to win, and they're going to buy right now. Now, here's the thing. Election's going to come up. After election comes up, there is definitely going to be an increase in the interest rates in mortgages right now, okay? It's not a lie. It's actually something that is very fact. And it's out there. Every lender, every market trend is showing that interest rates are going to go up, okay? Our sellers that are selling their homes now are selling them in record-breaking time. I cannot keep a listing. There is a listing, it hits the market, and it gets under contract. I just put a $500,000 property under contract in 2 days. Yes, in some of your markets, this would be normal. I live in Tucson, Arizona. And Tucson, Arizona, the average price point is $219,000. The average income is about $30,000, $30,000 to $35,000, okay, a year. There's not many people who can own a $500,000 house in our market. Our market is not a luxury market, okay? So if I'm starting to see trends that $500,000 homes now are selling in a couple days, well, let me tell you, this means that the lower price points are selling faster, which that means they sell faster. Now they can upgrade to a higher price point and a higher and a bigger home that's cost more money. Yes, it's kind of crazy that this is happening, and it's the truth. So why am I selling? One, I need to be closer into town. My family is so important to me. But two, our market is a seller's market. Why would you not sell? Talk to your expert in the area and make sure and see when your time is to sell. If you're investing, figure out what you're doing in investing. Are you flipping homes? Are you buying and holding? What are you doing? Are you doing wholesales? You need to buy now, because the next year and a half to 2 years, we will see a little bit of a shift. Now, I don't think a lot of experts say that the shift isn't going to be a crash. It's going to be a healthy shift that we need. Here's the thing. I'm an investor. I buy low, I sell high. I'm going to sell high right now. And then when I make my money, I'm going to hold it, and then I'm going to buy low when the market's lower. Now, what does that mean for you, your people out there who are renting? Okay, renting. There is prediction shown that rent amounts will increase over the next several years. That means if you're paying $1,000 a month in rent, you could go up. Your rent's going to go up a couple hundred dollars, possibly. Okay? So is it going to be a 10 to 15%, 20% increase? I think, you know, my personal opinion would be that it's going to be a 10 to 15% increase in rents. Because people can't buy, there's too many buyers out there, not enough inventory, and why not raise your rent by $50, $100 if you have multiple people competing to rent your property? So, yes, your rent's going to increase. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, that means you need to start looking into, is this the forever place you're going to live? Because if you're renting, you are throwing money away to rent. Okay, own the home. Own it. Why don't you get into your first investment property and buy a triplex or a fourplex and live in one, rent the other? You single people who are out there single, do it. Start investing in your wealth now. Rental properties are not that great. They're not that bad either. And let me tell you, I'll put my money in real estate any day of the week over the stocks. I know real estate will always be a necessity. People need to live in a home. People need to have a home to live into. Okay, they need a place. Unless the wages go so low that people just can't afford to live, which it's not, then you're going to get a renter. And you don't spend that money. You let it sit. You let it build up. Let that money build up that you're making off of rental property. And if you have a problem, that's okay. You plan for it. Because if you're making $200 a month, like on the rental that I have, I'm making $200 a month. My rental is in Savannah, Georgia. And I live in Tucson. I manage it myself. I rent it out. It's fine. I've saved every penny that's come from that property. 2 years, $200 a month. And if anything goes wrong, one, I have a home warranty on the property. Two, I have money saved to fix it and let it keep going. Here's the thing. It's not just making me money every month. It's building equity. Someone else is paying for that house. And I'm not. Just saying. That sounds really good to me. So, went off on a tangent a little bit, but this means a lot to me. Why am I selling my house? Well, I'm selling my house because I want to be close with my family, and this market is where I want it to be. I'm going to sell high, okay? Now, fortunately for me, I'm buying as well, and here's the thing. I'm not buying full market value. I bought a home, and I'm remodeling it, and then I'm going to live in it. And I'm going to live in it with lots of equity into it. So that was my choice. If I didn't find this house that I ended up buying and remodeling, I probably would have rented for a good year until I could have bought a personal property again. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, if you guys need more information, then message me. Follow me on Snapchat. Follow me at Drea Berg, that's DREAVERG, and you can see what I do on a day-to-day basis. You can see the properties that I'm flipping. You can see the remodeling of properties behind the scenes on everything that I do, and I'm pretty sure you're going to see big things happen here pretty soon. So this is my first podcast. I'm just talking. I'm driving to work. I'm just talking about things. And, you know, I hope this helps you. If you guys have more questions, like I said, message me. You can follow me on Snapchat. You can also email me at realestate@andreabergen.com. Thanks so much, guys. Go out there and kill it. Build wealth and, well, make something of yourself, okay? Bye.